In the UK, the child's pregnant mother and other members of her family are being treated in hospital. The Chancellor's playing down speculation about big pre-election tax cuts this week. He says his budget on Wednesday will be prudent and responsible, although he hopes to make some progress on reducing taxes. Labour's criticised the government's record on tax in recent years. His Shadow Education Secretary, Bridget Phillipson.
People are paying more in tax than they've paid since the Second World War. 25 tax rises in the last Parliament alone. And I want to make sure that we've got a fairer tax system. The non-dom tax status, raising money by ending the tax breaks on private schools, closing that loophole in private equity.
Ceasefire negotiations are resuming between Hamas and Israel in Egypt today. A Palestinian official says they're not yet close to finalising a deal there. Campaign groups say passengers are being punished as rail fares in England and Wales rise by nearly 5% on average. It means price rises have gone up by 66% since the Tories came into power in 2010. Francisco Nwogbo from the We Own It campaign against privatisation of the rail says it's time for a change.
The market that has been imposed on the system has manifestly failed over the last 30 years, and it's time for common sense to be restored and for our railway system to be brought back into public ownership.
In sports, Celtic look like they're going to miss the chance to go top of the Scottish Premiership. They've just lost 2-0 against Hearts at Tynecastle, while Burnley's Premier League struggles are continuing, as they're 1-0 down at home to Bournemouth. And a guinea pig's been abandoned at a London tube station, along with a note saying, "I need a new owner." The animal was found in a cage in town last month. That's the latest from Andrew Setter and Charlie Banks.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Hello, hello everyone, Vicky Michelle here with another Vic's Mix on Phoenix 98FM, and I'm joined again this week by the fabulous Tony Smith. Hi Tony, did you have a good holiday?
Yes, indeed. Thank you, thank you. Yeah, I had a lovely holiday.
What were you doing?
Skiing. Yeah, I mean, I'm aching all over still.
My daughter was skiing, she said the second day of skiing. In fact, Tony did get up and showed me how he was walking after the second day. And you know, reminded me of Suggs. Is it baggy trousers?
Yeah, baggy, I think it's baggy trousers. That funny walk. Yeah, that's how I, yeah. I mean, I walk funny anyway,
you
but that was
showed
the worst.
Me round the studio. But you're all right now.
I'm getting there now, yeah. Slowly getting the movement back.
Oh, my goodness. I was in town a couple of days ago with my niece, Susie, and the rain. I mean, it was torrential. We were walking for about half an hour. We were like little drowned rats. Usually I don't mind the rain, but that day I couldn't stand it. So should we start with "I Can't Stand the Rain," Tina Turner?
I can't stand the rain against my window. When my sweet memory. I can't stand the rain against my window. Yeah.
I Can't Stand the Rain, Tina Turner, 1985, from Tina's Private Dancer album, which she recorded in the UK. Most of the songs from the album were chosen by Tina's friends who were helping her establish a solo career at the time. In fact, Private Dancer was suggested by Mark Knopfler of Dire Straits. Well, it wasn't long, was he, Tom?
No, I love Mark Knopfler. Great guitarist.
And the album had to be completed in 2.5 weeks, and it proved to be a huge success and a pivotal point in her career. So many,
isn't it?
Yeah, but she's just done so many brilliant songs. But we love Tina Turner, and that's for my Louise because she loves Tina Turner.
She does an impression of Tina Turner, doesn't she?
She does. She's really good, isn't she? Oh, should we play a Smokey Robinson number? This is Tears of a Clown.
You don't
was Tears of a Clown, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, 1970, UK number one. And it was written by Hank Crosby, Smokey Robinson and Stevie Wonder. I'm playing it for Smokey's birthday, which was on the 19th of Feb, and for what would have been Miracle singer Bobby Rogers' birthday, which was also on the 19th of Feb. Smokey Robinson based this song on the Italian opera Pagliacci. The story fascinated him in that the clown could make everyone laugh despite his anguish. That was a film as well. Didn't Caruso or someone do that film? That was a just brilliant film as well. And Stevie Wonder and producer Hank Crosby recorded an instrumental demo and asked Robinson to complete the track.
Yeah, timeless track it was,
brilliant. It's brilliant. I mean, just such a good song. And two of Smokey's children are called Berry and Tamla. in homage to Berry Gordy. Now, not a lot of people know that.
Ah, there you go.
That's brilliant.
The first one of the day.
Yeah. Right, should we play an Arrows number? I love this song.
It's a great song.
It's a great song. I love rock and roll.
Machine. I knew she must have been about 17. Ooh. The beat was going strong, playing my favorite song, and I could tell it wouldn't be long till she was with me, yeah, me. And I could tell it wouldn't be long till she was with me, yeah. Her name, that don't matter, she said, if it's all the same. I said, can I take you home where we can't be alone? Next we were moving on and she was with me, yeah, me. Next we were moving on and she was with me, yeah. She'd be moving on and singing that same old song, yeah, with me. She'd be singing, I love rock and roll, so put another dime in the jukebox, baby. I love rock and roll, so come on, take your time and dance with me.
I Love Rock and Roll, The Arrows, 1975, written by Alan Merrill and Jack Hooker. And I'm playing it for what would have been writer and Arrows bassist Alan Merrill's birthday on the 19th of Feb. And Merrill claims it was written as a knee-jerk reaction to Rolling Stone's song It's Only Rock and Roll. And The Arrows sang it on the TV series Pop 45, impressing producer Muriel Young so much she gave them their own TV series. Wish Muriel had given me a TV series.
I knew he was going to say that.
Yeah, she was really powerful. And the band were together for 4 years, from 73 to 77. Now, who else, Tony, recorded that?
Yeah, Joan Jett, wasn't it? It was,
yeah.
And the band, the Black Hearts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was really big for her as well, and it's probably the more well-known of the two.
Yeah, the Joan Jett, because I think I always play it when it's her birthday, so, but I didn't realise that the Arrows were the original ones. It's a great song.
Yeah, slightly slower tempo. Joan Jett's a lot faster, more kind of
And you rocking. Knew all the words. Tony was singing them.
That
to
was
me.
Really bad, wasn't it? I do know, yeah, a lot of the words for that.
You knew all the words. That's because you're a DJ as well.
When I do the karaoke, girls always sing the Joan Jett and the Black Hearts. So you kind of gets stuck into your brain.
Yeah, everyone comes to and does it, and the girls do it like Joan Jett.
Yeah,
but I don't think they knew that the Arrows was the original one.
No.
And I like that version, did you?
And that was they're UK based, the Arrows. There was a British band.
Well, that's good.
Mm.
Joan Jett isn't.
No, I think she's from the States, wasn't she?
Okay, let's play a seal number. This is Fly Like an Eagle. Seal, 1996, is UK number 13, playing it for Seal's birthday today, the 19th of Feb. That's not today, is it?
No, it's not today. It's the 3rd of March.
It's the 3rd of March. That was last week. It would have been today if I'd have done Sunday last week.
Damn close, though.
Yeah, damn close.
Happy birthday to you.
Written too early. Known simply as Seal, his real name is Seal Henry Olusegun Olmide Adeola Samuel.
Yeah, I'm so glad you didn't let me to be there.
No wonder he just wants to be known as Seal.
Yeah.
But Seal was born in London but raised by a foster family, bless him, where?
It's not Essex, it can't be.
Yes.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. And Seal has recorded music for a number of films, including Space Jam, but he's also acted in one or two productions, most notable being cast as Pontius Pilate in The Passion, 2016. But you were watching him the other day, didn't
you? Yeah, I was watching him in the film, I can't think what it was, and he had a cameo there. He's done a couple of cameo parts in films, so...
Multi-talented.
Yeah.
Well, I love that song. I love his voice.
Yeah, it's a great voice. Very distinctive he's got.
Yeah. His voice. And during his career, Seal has collaborated musically with Herbie Hancock, Jeff Beck and Pink, to name but a few. Also, do you know what model he was married to, Tony?
No.
Oh, she's beautiful. Heidi Klum.
Oh, cool. Yes.
For almost 7 years, during which time they renewed their wedding vows on every anniversary. Isn't that romantic?
Yeah, it's really romantic.
And why'd they break up then? Because they kept renewing the joke. Page one, do not renew your wedding vows.
Is that not that again?
It gets boring. Yeah, absolutely. If you've just joined us.
Like Groundhog Day.
Yeah. If you've just joined us, you're listening to Vix Nix on Phoenix 98 FM with me, Vicky Michelle, and the fabulous Tony Smith. Oh, but we were going to talk about, you know, Fly Like an Eagle. And Eddie the Eagle, he's out of the Dancing on Ice.
Yeah, last week it was. You were saying that's, has it been won? No, he's, I think he's the seventh person eliminated last week.
And he's such a character, and he was really good in the end. But, like, we knew him for being a terrible skier, but then he sort of got better and better.
Yeah, I mean, he wasn't that bad. It's just that we haven't got the facilities over here. And in that time when he'd done the Winter Olympics, back then, we didn't really get involved much in the Winter Olympics, not like now, where we do reasonably well. He was quite good, but he came last, but he was like the hero for coming.
Yeah, he was a hero. Out. Everyone loved him because of his personality. I think that's, you know, and he is a lovable bloke.
The trier. We always...
But you're
like
a lovable bloke. Now, come on. Tell me what you especially got for your ski trip. You hunted it down, didn't you?
Yeah, like a little beanie hat, the ones you wear, but the Union Jack one, because I remember seeing pictures of my dad used to wear one skiing, although I wear a helmet when I ski, but when I'm walking around after, you know, during skiing, I put the beanie helmet with the Union Jack on. I did get quite a lot of looks, which is really
good or bad.
Yeah, hard to say, you know. But,
very patriotic.
Yeah,
more brownie points. Okay, let's play Stevie Wonder featuring Linda Lawrence number. This is Signed, Sealed, Delivered, I'm Yours.
And that time I went and said goodbye.
still delivered. I'm yours, Stevie Wonder, featuring Linda Lawrence, 1970. And I'm playing it for Linda Lawrence's birthday, which was on the 20th of February. And she's best known as a member of Stevie Wonder's backing band, The Third Generation, and as a member of the Supremes, with whom she sung from 72 to 73. And The Third Generation toured with Stevie Wonder largely to promote this single, in which Linda featured predominantly on back-up vocals. And not a lot of people know this, Tom, but Barack Obama used this song through, I think I'm going right off the wall now. That doesn't sound like Michael Caine, does it? Okay. Barack Obama used this song throughout his 2008 presidential election
campaign. Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Yeah? Mm. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember.
While his campaign strategist used it as a special ringtone on his phone, specific to calls he received from Obama. Oh, it's a sign, seal, deliver. Oh, it's Obama.
At least he got permission, which is what a lot of them don't do nowadays. And then people play their songs and they go, oh, I don't want that involved in politics. And
oh, but he'd have to.
Yeah, Trump doesn't. He's been done quite a few
times. Trump doesn't do anything.
They keep going, stop playing my songs, and he just does them anyway. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Whatever. Okay, well, I think because it was St. David's Day this week, we've got to have a Welsh singer, don't you? Don't you think?
There can only be one.
There can only be one for me, and this is She's a Lady, Tom Jones.
She's all you'd ever want. She's the kind I'd like to flaunt and take to dinner. But she always knows her place. She's got style, she's got grace. She's a winner. She's a lady.
The lady, Tom Jones, celebrating St. David's Day, and for all you Welsh people and everyone else that's celebrating St. David's Day, with a leek, idle leek, and a daffodil. What did you have?
Didn't have either, though. I should do, really, because my mum is Welsh.
So I mean, I've got Welsh. I've got everything.
Yeah, my family's, part of my family's Welsh, yeah, so yeah, I used to live in Wales as well for a couple
Irish,
of years.
You name it. It's there.
Mixed. All
I'm a genuine mongrel. But that was She's a Lady, Tom Jones, 1971. And Sir Tom was born in Tree Forest, Pontypridd. And he also recorded this song with Paul Anka as a duet in 2013. It was one of Sir Tom's biggest hits. However, He has been reported as saying he wouldn't sing this song live on stage anymore as it didn't sit right with him. And he said the same of his song Sex Bomb in the same interview. Well, that's wrong, Tom. I mean, he's just...
Wrong, Tom.
Yeah, wrong. It's just wrong, Tom. You've got snake hips, so obviously you think you're of a certain age that you can't do that anymore. Well, you can. He looks amazing, doesn't he?
He does look amazing, yeah.
What
he's
a
still
voice.
Gigging as well, which is amazing in itself.
Oh, my God, just when he sings Cold on The Voice. I mean, he is... that voice is like... It's like Shirley Bassey, Tom Jones, you know. There is only one. And... And you were telling me how he keeps young.
Yeah, well, apparently, it's more for his movement, I believe, but before he goes on stage, allegedly, he has an inverter in the, you know, where in his dressing room, and so he lies on that for a half hour, whatever it's called. Yeah, it kind of hangs
it's
upside down.
It's like a cage
down,
thing, isn't it? And you just strap yourself, and then you go upside down.
Yeah, yeah.
So you could do a yoga pose and, like, do a shoulder stand.
So I suppose, yeah, the blood runs your head.
And that keeps you young, apparently.
But also, your spine is released. The pressure.
Stretch.
Yeah, so the pressure's released on the spine.
He can do his snake hips more.
Yeah, probably. there you go. So he doesn't come on stage, you know where he is. Still trying to get out of there.
Out of
that. Hanging
yes.
upside down. Where's Tom? Everyone run backstage.
Strapped in. Yeah. Oh, but he's a brilliant singer, but did you know? Not a lot of people know this.
Not a lot of people.
Not a lot of people know this, but Tom was offered the lead role in the film The Stud, opposite Dame Joan Collins.
Whoa. Yeah, I think you mentioned that before, yeah.
That would be good.
Yeah, it would have been good, yeah.
Oof. That would be a double act. Wow, that would have been steamy. But he turned it down because there were too many F-words in the script and he didn't want his mum to hear such swearing. And Sir Tom's long career has been made all the more remarkable by the fact he suffered with tuberculosis for 2 years as a child.
That's from back then it was a big thing, wasn't it?
And he's still touring. He's currently on a world tour, returning to the UK for 9 dates from June, including Dublin, London, Hampton Court, Plymouth and Southampton. There's no stopping him. I still think he should do Sex Bomb.
Sex
and she's
bomb.
A lady.
Yeah, definitely.
Of course. Come on, Tom. Okay, let's play a Rolling Stones number. This is Walking the Dog.
Baby back, dressed in black. Silver buttons all down her back. Don't know how to do it, I'll show you how to walk the dog.
Walk in the Jungle.
The Rolling Stones, 1964. Originally recorded by Rufus Hound, and the Rolling Stones were one of many artists to cover it, thanks to guitarist Brian Jones, who features singing prominently on this track. He loved American soul music and wanted to record this track, and I'm playing it for what would have been Brian's birthday, the 28th of February. I love this song because I was a huge Rolling Stones fan. Love Brian. Bless him. He passed away so young. And but this was a great song. It didn't chart.
No, it's amazing.
I can't believe that. It's so good. Did I know? I knew the words.
You did, yeah.
It's one of my favourites.
I don't know why. Whether it's the title or the, you know, it's probably... It wasn't the coolest one. I don't know
why. And
they
did wonderful performance, because I remember Mick Jagger doing the performance with it, you know, the song, the dancing, you know, all the moves. It was great, and it didn't chart. That is weird. But they're still working, and the Rolling Stones will be touring the USA to promote their latest album, Hackney Diamonds, from April. They don't stop, do they?
No, it's amazing. They must have a chairlift to get to the stage. I don't know. It's amazing how they get up and do it for such a long time.
He's got so much energy, isn't he?
Yeah. You've got to take it out after all.
Yeah. Okay, let's play a Four Seasons number. This is Let's Hang On.
There ain't no good in our goodbye. True love takes a lot of trying. Oh, I'm crying.
Seasons, 1965 was a UK number four, and I'm playing it for what would have been singer Don Ciccone's birthday, which would have been on the 28th of February. And Don began his singing career with a group called The Critters. And Frankie Valli later recruited him to join the revamped lineup of the Four Seasons, and the original Four Seasons formed in 1960, often performing under a variety of different names. And after a couple of years and following a failed audition at a New Jersey bowling establishment, they decided to change the name they were using at the time, which was the Four Lovers. It just wasn't happening. And so they changed their name to that of the bowling alley that had just turned them down, the Four Seasons.
Yeah, yeah.
And they never looked back.
Well, he sounds like some sort of mafia, Chadley. Don Giovanni.
Don
Giovanni.
Don.
Don
Ciccone. You don't mess with the Don. The Frankie Valli. But Frankie Valli and the current Four Seasons are touring the USA at the moment. And talking about Four Seasons, this is a tentative link.
Yes.
Okay. Seasoning, food, hairy bikers.
I'll see where you go.
Ah, and I wanted to pay tribute to the fabulous Dave Myers, who sadly left us this week. He was such a lovely man, and he was a member of the Water Rats charity, because I'm a lady rat, and he was one of the Water Rats. And he was just such a lovely man, but not a lot of people know this, Tom, but Dave was a makeup artist before he became a hairy biker.
Yeah, you wouldn't think, would you?
You wouldn't have thought that.
No.
No. But he was a true gentleman, much loved by those in the TV industry. He'll be much missed by all he knew and worked with, especially his best friend and fellow hairy biker Cy King. So thoughts are with his family and friends.
Yeah, yeah.
Sad they're not going to be around. Sadness. Yeah, they were lovely together. That was such a good double.
Yeah, it's so tragically quick as well, wasn't it, when you find
yeah.
this?
Yeah, what happened? What was that?
Yeah, 2 years, I think, he's fighting the cancer, wasn't it?
Mm. It's horrible. Why don't they find a cure?
A battle.
What's wrong with people?
Yeah.
I'm sure there are cures out there. I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean, they are moving closer. The technology is moving closer, hopefully one day, you know.
I'm sure they... Anyway, this is a theory. Maybe the drug companies don't want you to have a cure.
Who knows?
Because then they won't sell their
the
old drugs. Okay, let's play a Peter Andre number. This is Flava.
Flavor. Yeah. I can't bring myself to slave, so I get the keys to my G. Well, there's nothing that I ain't gonna do tonight. Dial on the number 211, cause I hear there's a jam that's going on. What a feeling is so good in my neighborhood. Something special about tonight, and I know it's so, it's so. Cause everybody's got their groove on. I wanna let it go. Are you here with me? I said I wanna hear the party sing. If you're down, throw your hands up in the air. Match back with a flavor of the air. Here we go, there's a party over here. Oh yes, live it down, throw your hands up in the air. Kicking new flavor. Ain't got no time to think, so I grab a drink. They got the type that I like, and I ain't gonna waste no time. Back in the corner of the room, I see the one, and she makes my heart go boom. One smile and I am leaving all my friends behind. Ooh, there's something special about tonight, and our party's on. Well, everybody's got their groove on. I wanna let it go. Are you here with me? I said the party is shaking. If you're down, throw your hands up in the air. Match back with a flavor of the air. Here we go, there's a party over here. Oh yes, it is. Well, if you're down, throw your hands up in the air. Match back with a flavor of the air. That's right, I'm kicking new flavor. So listen up. If you wanna swing, let me do my thing. And everybody jam with me. Anything at all. If you wanna swing, let me do my thing. And everybody jam with me.
The flame, take it all the way with the man like Drake. Flavor in your ear for the year, no doubt. Cause I got the whack, you're a toy party out. But after it, would you get beats to get down? I wanna rock with you just like Robert Brown. Drunk as hell, blazing up with smoke. Tonight's the night, but no joke.
If you're down, throw your hands up in the air. Match back with a flavor of the year. Here we go, there's a party over here. Oh yeah. Well, if you're down, throw your hands up in the air.
colour was flavour or flavour, but now I think it's flavour. Peter Andre, 1996, UK number one, Peter's first UK number one, playing it for Peter Andre's birthday, which was on the 27th of Feb, and Peter and his wife celebrated his 51st birthday this week, and Peter's announced he's filming a new series of his family's reality show, The Andres, which will be available on the YouTube channel. And Peter and his wife Emily are expecting a baby in the next few weeks. So congratulations, Peter. He's a really nice bloke, actually.
Yes, it's not. It's a good series as well. That
I enjoyed that. Yeah, he's good. Interesting. He's a people person, so I think that's you know, people like him. Did you see that thing on Bradley last night?
No.
No, that was really interesting.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was last year. Ray Winston was on it, Joe Pasquale, they're all his mates, you know. And I've known him for like ever before he was famous, you know, and he's just done so well, but he doesn't stop, you know, unbelievable. And then if you look at him when they're showing pictures of him when he was young, oh my God, his son looks just like him.
Oh, right.
It's like, yeah, twinny.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But they're doing really, really well.
I'll put that on my watch list.
Yeah. Okay. Should we do some shout outs?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Who have you got there, Tom?
Well, let's have a look. I have got Louise Bosch, Seasider, Simon Massey, Lord Adrian, Joanne Hewitt, Mr. Murph, Richard Wood, Professor Leds, Scott Chernick, Martin Peake. I've got Sarah Perry, hello to you, David Dunlop. Robert Wilson, some great names here. Tracy Gay, James Welsh. Welsh goes with St. David's Day the other day. Gary Gibson, Spinking Six, Ian Tizo, D-Man 1960, Kathy Doggerty, we've got John Jennings, Paul Bruce, and Tyler Dario on the first list.
And I've got some family birthdays since the last show. I've got Mikey, my nephew, 23rd of Feb. Joey, my nephew, 25th of Feb. Sophia Duffy, which is like a great niece. And Lou, who was on, not my Lou, another Lou, which was on the 1st of March. So happy birthday. And I know they're having a birthday party for Sophia, and she's lovely. So I hope you have a really terrific time, Sophia. And hello to all my family, Louise, Susie, Adam, June, Annie. It goes on.
It's massive.
There's hundreds. There's hundreds. And, I've got some lovely messages. Russell Grant, you know, the astrologer, he likes the show, bless. Hi, Russell. Man in his potting shed, that smile is enough to brighten any dull and wet day like today. Looking forward to the show, as always. DJ Tony Sapp said, that's you. Looking forward to twiddling the flashy
knob. Oh, yeah, that's me.
Yeah. You're sitting there, don't you? No, yeah, that's you.
I thought I'd recognise that name. The penny drops.
Yeah. Ken Wiseman, missed you last Sunday listening. He really enjoys the show. Lexi Allen, lovely little Lexi. My Sunday will be complete. Missed you last week. Oh, my God, thank you so much for the follow. You've made my day. I've got the best idol in the world. Oh, she's so lovely. Bless. Jack Marsden, looking fabulous. Vicky, have a great show on the radio. Neil Austin, have a great show, great weekend. Mason Lecker, will be there as usual. Dave Earl, you're wearing my favourite colour green. No doubt, just for me. Yeah, of course, Dave. Stevie D, be there or be square. Yep. Chris does set the great sounds and a lovely DJ. Paul, talking about you, obviously, Tom.
Obviously, yeah.
Obviously. Paul Rogers, don't you look fab in St. Patrick's Green. R. Rixinger, looking forward to the show. Jaffa 19, lovely to see you back. It will be a great show. Colin 2401 wanted me to play a Welsh singer. I think he wanted the Manic Street Preachers, but if it was out of them and Tom won. Sorry, Colin. I hope you had a fantastic day. Who else have I got here? I've got Mike Child saying thanks for the lovely words about Steve Wright in the last show. Yeah, because everyone misses him. You know, everyone was really...
More sad news.
Yeah, forever. Yeah. Steve Smith, have a good Sunday. And we've got reference St. David's Day, daffodils and leek photo. David Orr said it was his birthday on St. David's Day, so happy birthday. Clive Rice, when I was at school at St. David's Day, we wore leeks and took in a packet of salt also. We'd eat the leeks dipped in salt while singing, and poetry was being performed. The smell of leeks was unbelievable. Clive Rice, that is weird.
That's strange. Each to his own.
That's strange. Yeah, but there might be time. Actually, I've not done a raw leak in salt. I'm going to try it now. Thomas Lazek, where's the flying helmet? Because I was holding the daffodil and the leak. Johan Colberg, Thomas Astley, James McGregor Parr, Simon Masterton, Jeffrey Oviatt, Mark Wilson and Kevin Grinton all want to know where the flying helmet is. Because I did the picture with them. Yeah. I said, I haven't got the wet celery or the egg whisk, but then they hooked on to the flying helmet. I've got it locked away, everyone, in a very safe place. Okay. And you've made me laugh today, so, you know, especially when you didn't know your name, Tony. But it made me so very happy. We play that.
Yes.
Blood, sweat and tears.
I lost that love before. Got mad and closed the door. But you said, child, just once more. I chose you for the one. Now we're having so much fun. You treated me so kind. I'm about to lose my mind. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my cause you came and you took control. You touched my very soul. You always showed me that loving you is where it's at. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my life.
Very happy, Blood, Sweat and Tears, 1969. And I'm playing it for what would have been trumpet player Lou Soloff's birthday, which would have been on the 20th of Feb. And the story of how they got their name is that one night, Al Cooper, Jimi Hendrix, B.B. King and others were giving it their all at the Cafe Agogo. When they finished playing at daybreak, the house lights went up and it was evident by the blood all over the keyboard that Al had cut himself while playing. One of the group suggested Blood, Sweat and Tears would make a good album cover. But Al said, no, it's a great name for a band.
Definitely.
And so that was born. Hugely popular in the 60s, this song closed their set at Woodstock in 1969. And this should have been a huge coup for the band, who were the second highest paid to Jimi Hendrix. However, the festival lost money and they never got paid. And neither were they included in the festival film, as they would have been owed a portion of the receipts.
Yeah.
Whoa!
Yeah, it's like much the same as today, really, with the festivals.
You just get knocked. and the current version of the band are touring the USA. Okay, should we play a Manfred Mann number? Because I love this. This is 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, Manfred Mann, 1964, written by Paul Jones, Mike Hug, and Manfred Mann was UK number 5. And I'm playing it for singer Paul Jones' birthday, which was on the 24th of Feb, and also for singer Mike Darbo's birthday, which was on the 1st of March. And this was the theme tune.